fancy chickens. He ordered what he called nest eggs. They got some kind of stuff like that put in there so they'd go back in there and take the other eggs out. Most of the folks on the farm, though, just had the common chicken. Maybe they'd would keep them on a mark for the nest egg so they wouldn't get them to take out the others. And when they stayed there a while, they'd throw it away and mark them another when they thought he was getting rotten.
What did you use to cook a piece of ham in or cook eggs in back then?
Well, we used skillets to fry eggs and ham on top of the stove. If they wanted to bake one or something, they'd put it in some kind of a big skillet or boil or something, put it in the oven to cook it. But most of our cooking, we just fries.
We call them a frying pan.
Did you ever hear people using something like a skillet when they cooked in the fireplace?
I've seen them cook. They had I don't know what they call them, but they usually had about three legs on them, about a third way around, and I had a layer on top with a little rim up around it. It had that big fireplace back out here. It set it right up on the edge, how far back there, and make coals, put coals under there, and then take that little shovel and put a few coals on top, and the woman baked bread, so it would cook on both sides, heat the top and the bottom.
Right. Did people ever call something like that a spider?
Well, they might have. I don't know.
I heard that.
Well, I don't believe I have.
Used to, if you wanted to buy a lot of flour, what would that come in?
A lot of flour?
Yes, sir.
Well, it had come in, we used to buy flour in a barrel. Big wooden barrel, weighed about 196 pounds to the barrel. And it taken what if you bought him a sack, probably about get it in a sack, he'd call it a barrel. He'd figure 8 sacks to barrel, 25 pound sacks, be about 200 pounds, see, by that year.
I see.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anything that looked like a barrel except it was smaller? About like that? Maybe nails would come in it or something?
Yeah, I've seen them. Used to get nails and staples like that all the time. We called them kegs, nail kegs. Yeah. They're just like a bigger barrel except just small.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you see those around anymore?
No, they don't have them anymore.
If you wanted to buy a lot of molasses or a lot of lard, what would that come in?
Well, now it comes in pasteboards, but back then you could buy them cans, 50-pound cans. If a fellow had a big enough use for it, he might get 100 pounds. 50-pound cans, buckets, 10 buckets, 10-pound, 8-10-pound buckets.
That's it.
20-pound buckets. I bought 20-pound buckets.
Yes, sir.
Now, they maybe just sort of were a bargain. If he needed a whole lot, he could buy it all together. If he didn't need so much, he'd smaller things.
Yes, sir. I see. Around here, did people ever use a sack that was made out of this brown, rough, heavy, kind of coarse material?
Well, we didn't use better than browns. We used what we call moles and ducking. They were white, heavy. Make sacks to pick cotton and peas stuff in.
I see.